most of the problems associated with being overweight or having ill health, both of those tend to go hand in hand, come from a lack of self-love. Now, sometimes there are underlying medical conditions as well. We get that. This episode, I want to talk to you about self-love because usually that's right at the core of all of the issues. My name is Terry Renault. This is the Weight Loss Woo Show. Let's get right into this today. So I know that I struck a nerve when I said most of our issues come from a lack of self-love. I heard a lot of people putting their hands up all over the world going, "Hey, I have a thyroid condition," or "I have diabetes," or "I have whatever." Right? I get that. And I get that that is a factor in why you're overweight or why your health is out of whack. When it comes time for me to do a show, I always ask spirit, right? God, whatever you want to use. What should I talk about? What should I speak about in this episode? What is really important? And this time I was reminded, they just kept showing me a story from my childhood. I would be about 10 years old. Now, as a kid, I was a really skinny kid, and I have one younger sister and one slightly older sister. But we were skinny, right? My slightly older sister is a stepsister, so she lived in a totally different house, with obviously, different parents. But we don't differentiate. We just use the word sister, right? So I was the oldest kid. We were really skinny kids, really skinny. There was always a lack of food before my mother married the second time. Right? My father just, scooted and didn't bother to send forwarding address or any checks. Because back in those days, men could do whatever the hell they wanted. They had all the power. Things are a little bit different now, but still, not a good way to be. So this constant lack of food meant that, and now my mother was always a big woman. I don't know. I think it was like the way that people ate in those days. Like they just loaded up on all the cheap foods like potatoes. And there always seemed to be gravy everywhere, right? I mean, everything had gravy. Like, let's be serious. So, not a slimming food, right? A gravy probably isn't even a food, right? It's a sauce. Come on. So we were just so thin because my mother was always hoarding the food because she was always afraid that something would happen and there wouldn't be food. We had been through some really rough times. So we take so much baggage with us through our lives. It's funny, but it's also sad. So on this particular occasion, I was up visiting a friend who lived in the same building as us, and her mother was also a very, very large person. And she was always making candy or cake or fudge or cookies or something. She had one child. So as far as she was concerned, this one child was the light of her life, right? It made sense. That's all she had. Now, I didn't know much about her husband, really. He was mostly out working whenever I dropped by. But their place, it was a shambles. There's just no other way to describe it. I guess it was really difficult for this woman to do house cleaning, and she had some real serious issues in her marriage. On this one occasion, she was sitting there, she was making fudge for her daughter, and she was just like tasting it to make sure it was okay, because cooks do that. And her husband just happened to be home at that moment, and wow, he just went insane. And he laid into her, and the things he said to her, like I can't even talk about it without my heart just breaking. And he said just spirit-crushing things to her. Like, how could she eat fudge when she was already so fat, and didn't she realize how disgusting and ugly she was? And it just was right, like along those lines, he was talking to her. And I saw that woman's heart just break right there in front of me. Like, I still get so emotional about it. I cannot believe that well, in the days when I was growing up, that men were allowed to talk to women any way they wanted. And of course, there must have been marriages where that didn't happen, but it happened a lot in my neighborhood. Like, I can still see this big lady sitting there, you know, with fudge on her face, just crying. Like, he said this in front of company. Now, I realize that most adults back in that day, they didn't consider kids company, right? Kids were like, we were supposed to be seen and not heard. We didn't have a voice. And that in that moment, that woman did not have a voice. She did not love herself enough to stand up for herself. And I know that a story like that has a it has a big effect on people that are overweight, 'cause anyone that has put on some pounds and is married or has friends or whatever will hear derogatory comments. One of my girlfriends who has, you know, ping-ponged with her weight her entire life said to me, people would, like, just strangers would come up and say, you'd be really pretty if you lost weight. And they had no idea how soul-crushing it was to hear a random stranger feel like it's okay for them to comment on the fact that you're fat. So I totally understand that when you're overweight, you have certain wounds that thin people just, they don't see it because they're living in their skinny world. And I understand that because for many, many years, I was really, really super thin. Even before I had the hyperthyroid issue, I was really thin. And then I put weight on. And when I put weight on for the first time in my life, I was just shocked and appalled at the kind of comments people felt free to fling around. So I understand that you're wounded, because I know what it's like to be wounded. But we still have to find that love within ourselves, to love ourselves enough to do everything that we can to get where we're going. And that might mean finding your voice. It's absolutely totally okay to tell somebody to go F their hat if they make hurtful comments about the fact that you're overweight. In what world is it any of your business? Like, please, just keep walking and shut your mouth. Like, you're gonna have to find your voice You're going to have to find your love. Not just your love for your spouse or your partner or your children or your parents or your brothers and sisters or cousins or friends. You're going to have to find that love for yourself. Right? Love yourself enough to buy yourself some clothes at the size you're at that look fabulous on you. There's so many times overweight people will say to me, well, I'm not buying any clothes until I lose weight. Well, if you don't feel totally fucking fabulous, then it's less likely that you're going to be motivated. If you're going to get up every morning and put on the same sad ass rags that you wore for the last whatever, then it's hard to be excited about the day. If you have some nice outfits and you can look in the mirror and say, oh, this looks good, like it hides my stomach, or it's slimming, or it's a beautiful color that makes me happy, it's okay to love yourself enough, right? Don't just feel like the only thing I can buy is shoes, right? I mean, chances are if you lose a lot of weight, you'll be buying different shoes anyway. Don't feel like you're not entitled to have nice things because you're a larger person. Like, you are totally entitled to all the abundance in the universe, right? Abundance in health, abundance in beautiful things to wear, abundance in shoes. Whatever you want to have abundance in, you are entitled to do it. I mean, when I picture that story in my mind now, I mean, I know that later on, she eventually left that man and lost weight and had a much better quality of life. And I think that had something to do with her daughter saying, hey, you don't have to take that shit. He needs to shut the F up. Right? Like, let's just move out and he can just be here with his nastiness. But I mean, I know that that story got better, but at that moment, it was pretty damn bad. And it's a horrible memory. We need to find our voice, and we need to love ourselves enough to have a voice. We need to love ourselves enough to believe that we deserve nice things, because damn it, you do. We all do. We all deserve the abundance that the universe has in store for us. All we have to do is accept it for ourselves. And you know what? If you lose weight after you buy those clothes, you can donate them and just shift around, right? It's a big circle of abundance. So now you're thinner, you're buying different clothes, you release your bigger clothes, and you enjoy your new clothes. And someone else is enjoying your other clothes. That's just how it works. You donate them, you put them in a secondhand consignment shop, or whatever you do, right? Love yourself enough to start looking at all of your habits and ask yourself, is this a love-based habit? Is this what I would be doing if I totally love myself? And maybe you think, oh, I don't know if I can do that. Yes, you can. At any time. We talked a lot about acting as if. So even if you don't feel all that love for yourself, act as if you love yourself, right? Get your eyes tested. Make sure that you're wearing glasses that have your correct prescription. Because you don't need headaches from not being able to see. Right? Totally worthwhile. Vision. Love it. Want to keep it. So, love yourself enough to go to the dentist. And how many times have I heard people say, well, I'm scared to go to the dentist, so I don't go. Really? Do you realize what kind of health issues you can have if you don't take care of your teeth? Just go. Love yourself enough to go. If I love myself, I would go to the dentist and I would have that dentist make my teeth Hollywood perfect or whatever, whatever your vision of your teeth is. Right? Maybe you just want to be able to chew without being in agony. Like, come on, take care of yourself. Right? Whatever the dentist does, they'll do it and then it will be finished. So project yourself to that time in the future when it's over, right? When you're no longer having pain, when that procedure is finished and you're so happy and your smile looks so great, right? Just put yourself in the future of that and know I'm taking care of my gums and taking care of my teeth. I am loving myself. It could be as simple as adding plants to your house so that your quality of oxygen is better, right? And so many people say, oh, and I kill plants or plants drop leaves and then there's a mess. Really? Come on. Life is one big flipping mess, right? There's three leaves on your floor. Give your head a shake, right? Improve the quality of your air. You need it. It's basic. Oxygen is basic. Buy yourself a water filter so your water is better quality. It's basic. Love yourself enough to spend the money on that zero water pitcher. Just do it. Come on, really? You totally deserve good water. Love yourself enough to keep going, even when it's difficult. Of course, there are difficult days. People starting a business, it's flipping difficult. People are looking for a job. It's difficult. People are trying to get some kind of a degree. It's difficult. Right? There are challenges. It doesn't matter what you, I mean, unless you're going to stay inside your house, right? I don't know where your money's coming from, but unless you're going to stay inside your house forever and ever and have everything delivered and just hide, you are going to have, you're going to come into things that are difficult, right? Watching what everyone is ordering at a restaurant, like we're hoping that we can get back into restaurants. Everything's slowly starting to open up here in Canada. But watching what other people order in a restaurant when you know that you have to eat a certain way, it's going to be difficult. People are going to try to change you. They're going to say, oh, come on, you know, you don't want that. Right? Oh, a big salad? Really? Like, you don't want that, do you? It's going to happen. Right? People get used to you being a certain way. You are going to have to find your voice. Right? When I started recording this podcast, I didn't know what the hell. I'm 54 years old. It was just an experiment. I just wanted to try to help people put all of the best options together when they're trying to get into a better state of health and well-being, and they're trying to release weight. I just wanted them to put all of it together. Mindset, movement, law of attraction. Because I love law of attraction and I love health things, provided it's not too radical. I believe that life is to be enjoyed as well. So denying yourself every thing that you ever wanted to eat, I already know that's not going to work. That's why 96% of diets fail, because people are like, oh my God, I can't live like this. It has to be a lifestyle change. It has to come from your heart. You have to love yourself enough to say, hey, I am interested in sticking around planet Earth. I am totally into getting off as many medications as I can. And that was one of the big ones for me because my body reacts adversely to medication. I'm just one of those people. I can't take a whole bunch of crazy stuff. Right? So I had to look for other ways to get away from medication. I mean, some of the side effects from medications are worse than what you're taking the medication for. It's worthwhile. Right? So just to recap, I want you to start doing all of the things you would do if you really and truly loved yourself. Right? Are you getting up every day and drinking your water? Are you taking good care of yourself? Are you making sure that your environment is beautiful? When you look around, do you feel like a queen or do you feel like a peasant? Right? That's about self-love too. Decluttering, donating what you don't need, right? Making room for the beautiful life that is on its way to you. That is about self-love. Putting food into your body that's fuel. That's about self-love. When you decide, I want to have energy every day. I want to be able to kick life in the ass every single day. I totally get it. We're all carrying around stories and hard feelings and whatever. We have to love ourselves enough to just say, okay, well, obviously that person had no social skills and a low IQ, and they don't go well together. They really don't. And I'm going to have to just send love and forgiveness to that random rude person or to my ex-husband or whatever and forgive them for me and move on. Right? And open my heart and send love out to the entire world and send love to me. Because you just cannot love people the way they deserve to be loved when you don't love yourself. Right? And treating yourself with love means all of the good things. Stopping in the afternoon for a nice coffee or a nice tea and just sitting outside and just enjoying it. Being thankful and having so much gratitude for all of the beauty in this world. Right? That is self-love. Getting into the bathtub with a nice book and a glass of wine and some candles. That is self-love. You deserve that. You deserve that. I am a queen time. You deserve it. You go take that. Right? Take your mini breaks, right? Have a piece of chocolate. Go, like, come on, really? One day you're going to be dead. Go ahead, have a piece of chocolate. Don't eat the box, right? But have a piece. Have two pieces. We would stop there. All right? It's when you love yourself, you don't deny yourself things. You're just saying, I'm not going to do it in bulk. That's all. Right? Get your nails did. Get a mani. Get a pedi. Just because you're a larger person doesn't mean that you're not entitled to beauty treatments. When you start treating yourself like you're a queen, all of your other habits are going to start falling into place. When you start taking your walks and just leisurely enjoying the scenery at the beach, the scenery in the woods, whatever, the bustle of the city, wherever you're walking. When you start just embracing every single moment and treating yourself in that moment as a person who loves themselves, as a person who has value. And now we go back to the beginning. That story, that lady sitting at that table at that moment, making that fudge, taking that shit from that loser. She was not embracing self-love. Not at all. She was wearing her fat as a shield against that man being interested in her physically. I'm sure of it. Love yourself enough to drop your shield. Right? Love yourself enough to speak your truth. Love yourself enough to treat yourself like the queen that you are. And that is my message for the last episode of season 4. Who knew we would go this far with this podcast? Who knew? Right? I want you to have the best day ever and treat yourself like the queen that you are. Until next time.